The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ezekiel Elliott was the appetizer. Dalvin Cook, the main course. Yeah, going to the New York Jets on a one-year deal that could be worth more than $8 million. And how about this Twitter poll? Let's go right to the people. I asked them, who are you drafting first, Dalvin Cook or Breece Hall? Heath Cummings, what do you think the answer was? What do you think the people voted?
Well, I'm going to guess that Breece Hall got about 54% of the vote and Dalvin Cook somewhere around 46%.
The way you're looking at it and smiling, it's like you're reading the poll. But what I'm seeing is that, according to my computer, Dalvin Cook is ahead right now.
That was just a guess. Oh, no, okay. I don't have Twitter open right now.
Okay, yeah, 51.4% for Dalvin Cook. 48.6% for Breece Hall. That's crazy. And that's 873 votes. It's not all that insignificant. So, how about you? Who are you taking first, Cook or Hall?
Oh, definitely. I'm still taking Breece Hall first. I do think that there's a good chance that Cook is the better bet for the first month of the season and maybe even the first half of the season if Hall has a setback like we saw with J.K. Dobbins last year. But I still think that once Breece Hall is 100% fully recovered from this ACL injury, that he will be the 1A a la Aaron Jones in Nathaniel Hackett's system, and Dalvin Cook will fall into that A.J. Dillon role as the 1B in the 10 to 12, 10 to 15 carries per game role. I had Hall at the 6-7 turn this morning is what I said, and I still feel pretty good about that.
Okay, so you'll keep him there. And what about drafting Dalvin Cook?
Yeah, he moves up into single-digit round consideration. I'm probably still going to have him in round 10. It was last year his worst year as a rusher, a career low in yards per carry, a career low in yards per touch, his second lowest yards per target, his second lowest yards per reception. So I think that there's some signs for a running back who is 28 already. Happy birthday, Dalvin Cook. Turned 28 just 4 days ago. That's the age where you start getting concerned about a drop-off, and we may have already seen a little bit of a drop-off from Dalvin Cook last year in terms of efficiency. So I don't think, like, if he's a full-time back early in the year, it's because Breece Hall had a setback or they're being extra cautious and start with him on the pup. But I think Breece Hall's the starter and Dalvin Cook's the 1B.
Let's say Breece Hall does start on the pup. Then would you put, that's six games, I believe, minimum. Where would you put Dalvin Cook?
Well, is it six or is it four because he's been on the pup the whole time? I'm not sure. Either way,
I'm also not.
If you told me that he wasn't playing the first 6 weeks, then I'd probably move Dalvin Cook up into that round 6-7 range. But if it's a 3-4 week absence, then he's probably a round 8 pick for Dalvin Cook.
Javonte Williams, Ken Walker, and Breece Hall, rank them.
I've got Javonte round and a half ahead of Breece Hall. I have Breece Hall and Ken Walker back to back right now. Hall still one spot ahead of Walker. If Walker was a full go in practice later this week, that might be enough to push him ahead.
But the Hall thing is more about the injury or the Charbonnet? The Charbonnet.
The Walker thing?
Yeah, the Walker
is
thing,
is a combination of both. I had Walker around, I think, 2021, 22. Now he's 28. So, yeah, the injury has dropped him 5 or 6 spots.
Okay, I think you're right. I think it is 4 games for Pup. All right, hopefully that doesn't happen. I mean, all the reports have said that they're optimistic about Breece Hall playing week one, but he's still not back. So we are keeping our fingers crossed on that regard. And there you have it. Quick update there on Breece Hall and Dalvin Cook from Heath. You'll hear about it from Dave and Jamie on tomorrow's show. We'll talk about sleepers. Maybe Dalvin Cook is a sleeper now. I don't know. I have no idea where he's going to get drafted. Thank you, everybody, once again. And again, have a great night. And again, we'll talk to you tomorrow on Fantasy Football Today.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.